So, sorry to make you do this, but try and think back to the last time you got some really bad news. It's easy to feel helpless and alone. Well, that's how Nicole Price felt when she was 25 years old and found out that she was infected with HIV.
Well, I was afraid of dying. I was afraid of never being able to have kids, never, you know, being married, people, my family not loving me anymore. It was a really scary time.
It took a while, but Nicole eventually found comfort in the company of many other women like herself. Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing has the story.
Nicole Price knew it was time to get tested for HIV after a visit to the hospital to check in on her ex-boyfriend. Even though they weren't dating anymore, they still cared for each other. When she got there, she wasn't quite prepared for what she saw.
He was hooked up to a lot of different tubes and IVs, and he was very skinny, very pale. He had some sores on his mouth, and it took about 3 weeks for us to figure out that he indeed had an AIDS diagnosis. He had tears in his eyes. He felt really guilty.
This was in Santa Rosa, California. It was the year 2000, and HIV no longer meant you were going to die. And even though the news Nicole was infected was difficult for her to absorb, she wasn't surprised by the results.
2 years before that, my sister and I had taken my dad out for Father's Day for breakfast. And that night, I got really ill, and I thought, well, maybe I just have food poisoning or something. But it ended up lasting for 3 weeks. And I couldn't shower. I couldn't eat anything.
Were you really sick?
I was very sick. And I had went to the doctors, you know, to get checked out. And they basically said, well, it's just a virus. You got to let it run its course. Oh, boy, was it. That was probably when my body was trying to fight off the HIVs. And it's when I converted from being HIV negative to HIV positive.
When Nicole found out that she had HIV, she wasn't using needles. But she was 7 years into an addiction to meth. So here she was in her mid-20s, an addict who had a hard time holding down a steady job. And now this, a virus that required her full attention. Nicole realized she had to make some changes.
My case manager at the time was really, really harping on me about, you know, if you don't take your meds every single day and on time, you'll build up resistance and then they won't work for you anymore. So that really scared me. And so I knew that it was time.
Nicole quit meth, but in order to stay clean, she had to leave Santa Rosa behind. So she headed north to Seattle to live with her mother. And by the way, Nicole's earlier fears of being rejected by her parents, they were completely unfounded. Both her mom and her dad did their best to reassure her and tried to find ways to help.
My mom did a lot of research, and she found Babes Network.
Babes Network is an organization for women who are living with HIV. It started back in 1989. Its founders say that during that horrible time when HIV was sure to lead to AIDS, women with HIV were not really finding their people. A lot of the groups back then were geared more towards upper middle class gay white men. So one night, 13 HIV positive women got together over a potluck dinner and decided to create their own group, Babes with AIDS. Again, this was 1989, when AIDS was the expected final chapter. Fast forward to the year 2004. Nicole goes to her first Babes meeting. She is overwhelmed. Going to a support group just for women with HIV makes her diagnosis more real than it already was. But she kept going back.
And I met the executive director at the time, and she said, you know, I know you haven't been positive very long, and you've only been clean for a little over a year, but would you want to work here? Like, well, I like people. I'm a forklift driver or a waitress, like got a degree in computers, has nothing to do with social work, but sure.
Nicole led support group meetings and organized lots of outings.
We'd go ice skating or go bowling or have a Halloween party.
Kind of to break people out of that cloud.
Right. Because women are really affected by this disease differently, because generally women put everything else first, just women in general, right? So your family, your kids, your job. So it's really important that, especially HIV positive women, that they're taking care of their health. Because if they're not taking care of their health, then they're not going to be able to do all of those other things and take care of all of those other aspects of their life. So it's kind of like the whole person.
Today, Nicole is one of about 700 women living with HIV in King County. And those support groups that Babes started back in 1989, they're still going. They meet at the YWCA in downtown Seattle.
Should we just go around and say how we've been doing this week?
On this particular day, Pat Migliori, one of Babe's founding members, checks in with six HIV-positive women sitting in a circle.
If you like the theme of having a rose, something that's good, having a bud, something that's coming up that's good, mm-hmm. and having a thorn, something that's bad, mm-hmm. has happened in the past week. So who would like to start?
An older woman named Dorothy unloads her thorn. It's a man, her partner. She's trying to break things off with him, but it's hard. Dorothy tells the group that he just overdosed on heroin and survived.
The doctor asked him how come he wanted to kill himself. He said, because I left him. Don't put that on me. I said, because I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to push you farther in the ground. I'm trying to help you. And you're going the other way. And it's hard for me to do this. I'm just tired. I haven't been to church. I don't feel like combing my hair. I don't feel like anything. I feel like I'm a failure. And why go on? Why go on? So I have that thorn. But my rose is my grandson. Mm,
yeah.
And that's where I'm at today.
At this meeting, the things that are shared go back to what Nicole was talking about earlier, addressing the whole person. If someone has emotional backup and support, they're more likely to stay on track with their medication. Today, Nicole Price is the program manager for Babes. She leads the organization. She doesn't really know which direction her life would have gone if she hadn't been diagnosed with HIV and found this community.
It's not like I'm excited to have it or I want to have it, but it's really made my life amazing. I've got to meet so many wonderful people. I've got to do so many things, like go to Washington, D.C. and advocate for people living with HIV. And I speak in schools and prisons. And so, yeah, none of that would have ever happened if I wasn't diagnosed. So in a way, it was a blessing.
Do you think you would still have an addiction if you didn't get diagnosed?
But quite possibly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird, but it sounds like it saved your life.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot has changed since Babes first started. Instead of planning funerals, pink and blue balloons are now bought for baby showers. Some of the women have been living with HIV for 35 years, others for 3 months. Some are homeless, others are solidly middle class with jobs at Boeing. And yes, this is a social service organization, but Nicole says she doesn't call the women she serves clients. She says they are members. And every time a new member walks through the front door, they go from being alone to being embraced by this sisterhood, a sorority bonded by a virus.